Have you ever had a nightmare neighbor? You know, a neighbor from hell? You know what I'm talking about. If so, we want to hear about it in our brand new podcast, Nightmare Neighbors. That's right. We got another one in the works. But we need your stories first. Go to nightmareneighbors.com and send in your nightmare neighbor story. Or call in toll-free 888-68-CRAZY. 888-68-CRAZY. And share your nightmare neighbor story with us. And we may talk about it and use it on a future episode of the Nightmare Neighbors podcast coming very soon. Maybe they're your current neighbors. Maybe they were a neighbor from years gone by. Now is the chance to tell your story anonymously. Go to nightmareneighbors.com to share your nightmare neighbor story with us. Or call 888-68-CRAZY. And be part of the brand new Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a father gets up late at night to check on the safety of his family, only to have a run-in with a dark, shadowy figure.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Support our program if you can, if you love what we do in this community that has been created around ghost stories, where it's a safe space to tell your ghost stories. Help support us and keep us on the air. This is what we do for a living. It is. There's no other jobs. This is it. $5 a month is what we ask. You sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, brand new episodes every week, exclusively for EPPs, extra podcast people. You get access to more than 300 of those bonus episodes. And like I said, new ones every week. You get advanced episodes ad-free, like the ones that come out on the normal feed. You get those weeks before everybody else with no commercials in. You also get a free e-copy of our book. That's like $15 if you bought it through Amazon, through Kindle. And also get the audiobook too, which is about $15 if you buy it through Audible. So $30 value there. And then the years of labor of us putting the show together. You get all of that too. All for one easy payment of $5 monthly. So sign up, keep us on the air at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. I had a great idea while the intro was playing, and I wish I would have done it earlier today.
I saw you giggling.
So they're putting a storm shelter in the wall right next to us.
Yeah.
And they're digging it into the ground in our garage. For tornadoes and that sort of stuff.
Which is what you do in Arkansas because you can't have a basement.
Yeah. So they had to cut the concrete today, and then they got the digger. The digger machine.
The backhoe.
The backhoe. Yes, the backhoe. And they dug it out. And I went and checked it earlier. I'm like, hey, there's a big hole in the garage. That's pretty cool. And if I would have been thinking a little bit better, I would have connected some dots for a really fun thing I could have done for you.
You would have put a skeleton in there, and I would have killed you in your sleep tonight.
Because we're going through the garage, and we have all of our seasonal stuff in there, including Halloween things. And yesterday, we found a box with big skeletons in that we, you know, put out for Halloween. That would have been great if I would have thrown it into the hole and then just covered a little bit of dirt over it.
Like, I would have pushed you in that hole.
Oh, my God, Jenny, look what they found in the garage in the hole.
I would have been so mad at you. I would have called the police so they could come out excavate the bones properly, because it probably belonged to somebody
a long time ago. Yeah. Well, I would have told you quicker than you having to call the police. And they're like, no, actually, it's your husband. It's plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could have done it to Harper. She would have thought that was kind of cool.
That is fucked up. You're going to do that to a 7-year-old?
She'd be like, awesome. Is there
Her room is directly above the garage. She's never going to sleep again.
She would have probably asked if they could dig up more. She'd be like, can we dig up over there too to see if there's more of them?
You're a terrible parent sometimes. God.
That's how her reaction would have been. Is there more?
No. She would have freaked the fuck out.
I know. We can.
She's a little girl. She would have freaked out. I'm a big girl. I would have freaked out. So.
I would have been like, neat.
Yeah.
Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Darn, that was a good idea. Let's go to our first story of the day. It says, I have an interesting story to share that I'd like some insight on. My parents moved to a completely brand new built home. I do not live with them, but my sisters do. My parents and sisters left out of the country for 2 weeks, came home to find bed sheets on the guest bed disheveled. And toys that were put away were now placed all over the bed in a circle formation. My sisters had built a Lego tower prior to leaving out of the country, and when they returned back home, the Legos had been pieced apart one by one and scattered all over the room. One more major incident, my mom woke up to someone playing with her leg in the bed. She thought it was my sisters messing with her, but got up and they were in her bed. She laid back down and she felt an actual finger poking her leg vigorously. So she freaked and woke up my dad. They both looked around and saw nothing, then heard something smack against the vertical blinds in the next room, and they saw the blinds swaying back and forth with no AC, no window open, no vent. It kept swaying for a long time as if someone were just standing there messing with the blinds in the front room, and my parents did not move as they watched this. My husband, child, and I spent the night, and my husband woke up in the middle of the night to check on the car and came back to the room and saw a tall, dark shadow figure, body, shoulders, head, in the corner of the room, almost watching us sleep. When my husband saw this, closing the door behind this, the shadow person, it moved across the window, blocking the moonlight and creating a silhouette in the window, stopped in the other corner of the room and darted towards him fast out the door. He did not want to wake me, but told me the next day. My mom and sister saw the same shadow figure, all describing it, over 6 feet, dark head and shoulder shape. My sister once saw it had red eyes. She was the only one to see the eyes. We have a sense of being watched all the time. And since parents moved in, a lot of negativity in their lives has happened. My parents moved out, long story short, and nothing else happened. I went back to speak to the new owners, and they're not experiencing anything at this point, or at least that is what the college-age girl told me. I did not want to press anymore since I was trying not to be too much of a weirdo. I must mention a lot of paranormal occurrences happened. Door slamming, floor piano playing in front of us, waking up to the lights being flipped on while you're sleeping. What do you guys think? Is there a difference between hauntings and shadow people? Are shadow people negative? Was it a coincidence that a lot of negative stuff happened while my parents lived there? My mom owns a lot of old antique stuff. She buys from random places. Does this have to do with any of those objects? Or how do shadow people enter your life? Every single question there, you need to answer in order and go.
I can't do that, but I can say it could be something attached to one of the antiques, or it could be the land, being that the house is brand new. So obviously you would think a brand new house isn't going to be haunted, but if the land had something attached to it, that could be it. Or if one of the antiques had something attached to it, or if one of the people in the home had something attached to them, it could be that too. But it seems like now that they left the house, things have calmed down. So it's probably not attached to any of the people that live there.
That'd be an awkward moment going and knocking on the door. Hi, is your house still haunted? What? I used to live here. It was haunted as shit. How is it now? You look real crazy. Then you just walk away. That would be interesting. Hauntings and shadow people. I view shadow people as more of like a part of a haunting. So it's not like it's something different. It's just like one way that a haunting can occur, or you experience a haunting. They're not like two separate things. Are shadow people negative? I don't think so always. I think it's just the way that sometimes spirits or ghosts present themselves. If it's a negative spirit and it's presenting itself in a shadow form, then it's a negative spirit. If it's a positive spirit and it's presenting itself in a shadow form, then it's a positive spirit. I don't think the visualization of it really has anything to do with it being good or bad. Was it a coincidence that a lot of negative stuff happened while my parents lived there? Maybe, maybe not. It depends. You know, sometimes ghosts tend to feed off of people's psyche, how they're feeling, their emotions. Maybe if your parents were going through a rough time or someone was going through an emotionally trying time, that could have fed into what was happening there at the house. As far as where it sourced from, was it the antique stuff that she buys from random places? I don't know. The fact that the woman or the teenage girl said there's nothing haunting the house, I take it at face value. I don't know. But it seems like it may have been something to do with something that your parents had or brought or is attached to them. But who knows for sure until you get, or if you ever would get more of the story about that house.
But no offense to teenage girls, but a lot of teenage girls are more into what they're into mm-hmm. and not really paying attention to things that might be going on around them as mm-hmm. far as paranormal stuff. Yeah. Now, if it's happening to you and you're a teenager, obviously you're going to pick up on that. But sure. if you're not sensitive, you're in your own world.
Just the other day, our teenage daughter, full body apparition, appeared right in front of her, started throwing stuff at her, wouldn't get off TikTok. It was really... It's like, look at this. It's like the librarian from Ghostbusters. She's like, I'm making a post. Like,
she really damn. Spent a lot less time on her phone this trip.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So there you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Next story says, hey guys, love your podcast. I listen every day and at work, even more so now that we are quarantined during this pandemic. Hope my story gets on the show. Anyway, in August of 2010, I had a miscarriage when I was about 3 months into my pregnancy. Never knew the reason why I lost the baby. I went to what I thought would be a normal checkup to see that there was no longer a heartbeat. The father and I were extremely devastated because we both wanted this baby so bad. And just like that, it was gone. It took us a while to get over it and ultimately caused friction in our relationship that resulted in us breaking up. I was 21 at the time, and a former friend of mine used to still have sleepovers from time to time. Of course, wanting to be there for me and comfort me, we decided to have a sleepover about a month after my miscarriage. My then friend already had two kids. One was one, the other was a month old. She was about 6 months pregnant with the third. She slept in her room with our babies, and I slept in the guest room alone. I do not know what time it was, but I felt the light kicking on my feet. Nothing aggressive, but enough to know that someone was trying to get my attention. Still half asleep, I got up just enough to see a baby in a white onesie lying on its back at the end of the bed. I did not see the face, only from the waist down. Assuming my friend had brought her son in there for a bit because that is where the pampers and wipes were, she would be back. So I went back to sleep thinking nothing about it. Next morning, I asked her, "What did you bring? We'll call him Brandon in here last night. Leaving him on the end of the bed." She looked at me strangely and said, "I didn't bring him in here. We were in the other room all night." Confused, I said, "Yeah, you did. He was kicking at my feet, and that's what woke me up." My friend reassured me it was not her son in the room that night. I kept trying to get her to confess that she did, in fact, bring her son in there to change him, but she said she did not. When she left to go into the kitchen, I froze. What was that I saw? I was only 3 months pregnant before I miscarried, so how could I see a full-term baby? I was kind of relieved that I did not see the baby's face. I do not think I would have been able to handle what I saw. What do you guys think? Thanks for listening. I plan on becoming an EPP soon. Love the show. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Maybe it's not the ghost of the baby that you lost, but mm-hmm. maybe it's a sign that you're going to have one in the future.
We've had that many a times where people see the image of a child, and then later it's like, oh, it turned out to be my kid. Everywhere from like childhood child mm-hmm. to like 20-some-year-old, and they like have this realization when their kid's like graduating college, like, holy shit, I saw that person as a ghost all those years ago, and now I realize this was my daughter or son or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So... it could very well be something of that nature. I agree. Thanks for sharing that experience. 855-853-4802, our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Website ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to support the program and get all the bonus episodes that we've got for you. More than 300 of them packed with our best ghost stories. Next one says, hello, my name's Emma. I'm a very new listener and would love to share my story after hearing others. As a kid, I've had a lot of weird experiences that I could not really explain, and so have some members of my family. My sis has heard a man's voice in my grandma's car telling her to calm down. Didn't work, of course. And I've seen a lady kneeling at my bedside table. I scared her more than she scared me, as well as a few other things that I'll get into in this story. To start, at the very beginning, my mom's father passed when I was one. I've only seen pictures of him and heard some stories, but still wish I could have known him more. My mom told me that after his funeral, she put me in the living room to play for a while. She noticed that a toy he gave me started making noise after a while. It was electronic, of course, but something had to set it off. I was not touching it. She was simply watching me. We thought it was a nice gift from him, but part of me thinks he came back or at least visits, if that is possible. I know next to nothing about spirits. After a few other visits I got from him, still sitting in my memory, one occurred when I was extraordinarily little. I woke up in my mom's bed to see the shadow of a man rocking in my grandpa's old rocking chair in the corner. He had his leg up on the other knee and waiting for me, turning his head to face me before turning it back up to the ceiling, slightly like he was enjoying himself. I was not scared of him, but was confused as to who it was, since my dad was out on business and my mom and sis were the only other people in the house. Soon after that, some nights later, I managed to roll out of my parents' bed on the side facing the rocking chair, but found myself floating instead of hitting the ground. I was slowly brought down to the carpet by something I could not see and went back to bed, not thinking anything of it at the time. We have since gotten rid of the chair, and the visits from my grandpa have almost stopped. Recently, I heard the music box he gave to my mom to play a few notes in my room. We dug it up from the attic, and that now it's in my bedroom. But it stopped when I opened my eyes. If he is still here and watching us, that's wonderful, but I wish he gave me a warning before waking me up at night to play some music. Thanks for reading.
I think just like when they're alive, some family members just don't know when to, like, go away.
when to show up and when to not show up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's a well-intentioned grandpa ghost, but just kind of like, okay, bad timing.
Time to go home.
Yes.
Yeah. I could definitely see that. And it's probably not intended to scare, but you're a ghost, so you got to kind of understand that people are going to be scared of you. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of one of those things that comes along with the territory of being dead. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi, let's hear your story.
Hey, this is Marcos Moreno. I can just tell y'all out today. And a lot of your podcast is really good, and I feel like this would be a perfect time to talk about a story, or a few at least, that I've experienced. My name is Marcos Moreno, obviously, and 19. And when you're 19, you know, you get into trouble every now and then. Well, my first story actually takes place in a cemetery. You see, me and my friends, we'd always go and we'd smoke weed next to the cemetery. And we've done it 3 times, and every time that I've done it, something crazy has happened. The first time, we were next to the cemetery, and I even told my friend, I'm like, hey, this just doesn't feel right, you know? Like, we're doing drugs right next to where people died. You know, I felt like I was disrespecting it. You can take it how you want, but I feel like we were disrespecting them. And he told me, sure, it'll be fine, it'd be fine. So I just shook it off. Later on that night when I get home, it was just me. And it was about 1 or 2 in the morning, about. And then my Xbox and TV turned on all of a sudden with the controller. And obviously I didn't think any of it. I just thought it was strange. The second time, we go smoke at the cemetery again, and I tell my friend about it. I'm like, hey, the Xbox turned on, the TV turned on. He's like, oh, don't worry about it, man. Well, that second time, right after we smoked at the cemetery again, the second time, we went straight to his house, and then we were talking, you know, having those little pipe dreams, and the car started shaking by itself. We didn't know what was wrong with it. And for about an hour, when we got out of the car, we came back, and the car was still shaking a little bit. And what happened, why it was shaking, was because the lock kept turning on and off. Like, it would lock in, lock out, lock in, lock out, lock in, lock out. And we literally had no clue, and it did that for a whole hour. Just lock in, lock out, lock in, lock out. We just concluded that maybe his car was a little messed up or something, until the third time we go smoke at the cemetery again. And this time, I'm by myself with my dog. Now, this time, I'm dummy high. I'm ridiculously high. And I thought I hear something in my house. I'm already at my house. I'm chilling out. And I thought I hear something at my house. Well, I just thought it was just me playing stupid. You know, I'm high. You know, I'm high. Don't worry about it, Margoose. I thought I hear something. I shake it off. But I know I hear something because my dog heard it too. And it just came from the kitchen. So I could conclude it was like mice or something. My dog is ready to pounce out. It's a little Yorkie poodle, tiny, tiny, tiny. Well, she's in the position. She's ready to jump off, bark, and everything. But I'm calming her down. My dog is calm down, calm down. My dog named Vegas, calm down, calm down. Well, I finally get her to settle down, and finally something breaks. Something, a glass shatters in the middle of the kitchen. My dog jumps off the bed, starts barking everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And I'm freaking out because, first of all, you know, I'm high, you know, obviously. And second time, you know, this is the third time something dumb like this happens. So I go off, I'm looking around. I see the busted plate on the bottom. And my dog is barking at the mirror. The mirror, we have a mirror next to our kitchen, and my dog is barking at the mirror. And after that day, we never smoked at the cemetery again, me and my best friend. Never, ever, ever. And it was just a really eye-opening thing for me. Because I've always believed in ghosts, but never really something that I would have personally experienced. But it's funny, there's a reason why I believe in ghosts, and it all starts off with this story. When, like I said, I've never really experienced anything, but this one time when my grandpa died, we took a lot of his things after the funeral. It was just a lot of knickknacks and everything, but one thing was a little blue radio, you know, a little FM AM radio, and yeah, it's just something, I guess it was just a boomer thing. But here's the thing, it didn't work. It never had any batteries in it. So, you know, if you were to work, you put batteries in, blah, blah, blah. Every night for years, and when I mean years, I mean it went on forever. We just kind of thought it was normal at this point. Really, really late, the radio would start making staticky noises. And I first noticed this after my grandpa died. After my grandpa died, I was like, Mom, why is it all staticky? It's all staticky. And it just got to the point where it was just the normal. And I believed, you know, I honestly do believe that my grandpa, you know, just didn't want to go to heaven or something. It was just weird because it went on for, like I said, years. And then it got to the point where my friends would start talking about it. And I wouldn't know what to tell them, you know, with being 9, 10 years old. I can't tell them it's a Joe ghost. I can't tell them it's my grandpa. I just kind of just say, I don't know, man. To be honest, I kind of want to go smoke at the cemetery one more time to see if anything crazy would happen. And, those are just a few crazy experiences I've had. The only experiences I've had, really. Never had anything else paranormal. However, it was just really eye-opener for me because I've never really told anybody this stuff, especially the radio thing. And it's just something I thought would be good for the show. So, you know, enjoy.
Okay, so I think there's a couple things there. Whenever you use something that is mind-altering, mm-hmm. like smoking pot, it opens yourself up to experiences. And ghosts know that. So doing that in the proximity of a cemetery, I think, you know, you're just kind of, I won't say asking for it, but you're getting the highest probability of having something happen.
I know what I want to do after the show.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it sounds like things followed them around. Yeah. So I wouldn't advise that. But
yeah,
people have been using, you know, cannabis for mm-hmm. centuries to have experiences, to get messages from beyond or mm-hmm. from their higher power or whatever it may be. So I think there's a link there between the state of mind you're in and the ability to open yourself up to seeing things that you wouldn't normally see.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I wonder what exactly, you know, it's hard when you have these experiences when you're on something to say, well, was it the substance you were using, or was there something else getting in touch with you while you were on it? That's where it gets difficult to differentiate. But certainly, you know, the latter does happen, where something will contact you while you're using something. So thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to another caller. Hi, let's hear your real ghost story.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. Just wanted to pick your brain with something, and I'm not even sure it's, you know, really a ghost story. It's just something weird that happened. About a year ago, I was doing personal training, and I had to be at the gym really early. So I was used to waking up at 4:30 in the morning to be at the gym by 5. At the time, I was living in my nephew's room. Just had moved from Miami up to Port Chester, New York. And I was staying with my sister and her family and living in my nephew's room. And it's about 4:30 in the morning on a Tuesday morning. And I had woken up but wasn't ready to get out of bed yet. But I heard somebody come in my room, and I heard a couple of the drawers open, and I assumed that it was either my sister or my brother-in-law, but I didn't really want to get up, scare anybody. It's really early in the morning. Anyway, I just kind of laid there with my eyes closed. I heard the drawers open, somebody looking for something, the drawers closed, and the whatever it was walked out and kind of closed the door behind them. Thinking nothing of it, I just went on with my day. Fast forward to Friday night, and I'm debating with myself, hey, do I go out tonight? Do I stay inside? What do I do? So I decided to just say, hey, you know what? I'm not going out tonight. I'm just going to go to bed early, get up, go to the gym the next morning. And that was that. So I took a melatonin, ready to get ready for bed. And it's going to sound strange, but at that point I had a little routine of getting out of the shower and then combing my beard, before I went to sleep. And I put that brush on the headboard of my bed and went to sleep. The next morning I wake up, and the comb is destroyed. It's in three different pieces, but it's exactly where I left it the night before. It wasn't on the floor. It didn't look like it was touched. And I went downstairs and I asked my sister, hey, was, you know, my nieces or nephew in there? She's like, no, we've all been downstairs. Nobody's been in there. And even if it was somebody that came in, they would have had to have broken this thing with me sleeping less than a foot and a half away, broken it, and then put it back in the same exact spot without turning the lights on, without anything. And it even looked, I can send you the picture, it looks like it was almost burnt or chewed on. And I asked my sister, I go, hey, like, what? Do you guys know anything or what's going on? And she was honestly freaked out. But that was it. Then done. I never felt anything before, never felt anything after. Nothing ever happened before or after that. So I'm just wondering if you guys have ever heard of anything like that, where maybe something was just kind of passing by, but it was weird that that happened on Tuesday, and then I wake up on Saturday morning and that had happened. So just wanted to pick your brain, say I love the show, I listen to it all the time, and thanks a lot. Have a great day, guys.
You know, I think it could just be something that's passing through, you know, and was just curious what's in your you know, drawer or whatever that they were looking through. You know, you got to wonder if thieves die too. So,
well, not even thieves. I mean, hell, if I was a ghost, I would thoroughly envy. I'd just be walking into people's houses, looking at all sorts of drawers. That would just be a great way to pass the time. Cause eventually you're like, all right, I've done this. You're checking everything off your list of things you want to do. And you're a ghost. And you're eventually just like, I'm really bored. Like, there's only so much I can do. I guess I'm just going to walk down this row of houses and just look in drawers.
Uh-huh.
Totally, I'd do that. That'd be entertaining.
I bet you would do that.
So many weird things you'd find. Mm-hmm. But then the thing is, you'd find like some weird shit and you'd be like, I got to notify the rest of this family about what this person is up to.
And then after Justice Tony kicks in.
Exactly. Even in death.
Justice Tony, the...
I'm going to solve so many murders.
The Delaney ghost.
I'm going to solve so many murders when I'm dead. Gonna be like,
you're gonna be the new superhero.
Look at this evidence I just found.
Dead guy that solves murders.
Exactly. Okay. It'll be great. It will be great. You'll see.
I hope not.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. I just took a pepperoni stick out of my drawer over there.
And then here comes Sting.
And then Sting's like, ooh. He's like Scooby-Doo.
He is like Scooby-Doo. He was scared of fireflies last night. It was really cute. He was on the porch with us and he saw those and he was like looking around like, what are those? What are those things? And yeah, he's scared of everything.
This big golden retriever dog and he's scared of
this giant dog and he's scared of fireflies, but he's the sweetheart.
Yeah, he is. That's gonna wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air, become an extra podcast person in EPP, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories. $5 a month gets you access to all the bonus material and keeps our show afloat. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. Hope everybody is doing their best right now as we're going through this crazy time in our world. I'm Tony Bruschi, host of Real Ghost Stories Online. I wanted to invite you and let you know about our other brand new podcast that we just launched, Help Kill the Time for You. It's called The Dark Side of Wikipedia. It's about true crime and dark history. We dive into some of the strangest, most disturbed minds and experiences from our history and examine their story, their Wikipedia entry, and then discuss the cases, the individuals, and the psychology of the events as we go through each and every story. Some of our first episodes include Ed Gein, the BTK killer, the New London School explosion, Amityville murders, Richard Speck, Amelia Dyer, the General Slocum disaster, Jeffrey Dahmer, and more. New episodes every single week. Check out Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search it, Subscribe wherever you download podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. It's available now with new episodes every single week. Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search and subscribe today and stay safe out there.